answer thou, and faith and perfect truth. In solemn manner, even under thousand myriad causes, now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth, one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. I was recently asked about the period between death and rebirth, if there is a rebirth. And while there's a great deal one could say about that, and a lot more that I personally don't know about it, but probably we'll be learning about one day, as we all will. I think I can say two things, two very simple points that can help people, give people a little confidence with regard to what might be encountered. The first point is something that I've been talking about recently, and that is that whereas to the physical senses, when a being dies, it seems like there's a kind of extinction. And the reason why it seems like this is because clearly that which was lively and animated has suddenly become lifeless and dead. The body is dead. Clearly it has lost something, and it is natural enough to think that something has been extinguished, that the kind of breath of life has been literally snuffed out. That's the way things appear to the physical senses. That's because the physical senses detect the body and relay information about the body. However, there's more to us than the body. There's also our spiritual side of our existence. Of which the body is a vehicle. While to this physical senses, death can look like a kind of snuffing out or extinction of something precious, to intuition, to spiritual intuition, the dominant sense when a being dies is one of continuity. We intuitively recognize, you know, if we allow ourselves to trust that intuition, which is quiet and not demanding. But if we listen to our intuition, we pay attention to our intuition, we're in the presence of a being who is dying, we sense that there is continuity. Something goes on. There's various ways of describing this, something we won't worry about that now. So, for a moment, let's think of something else that doesn't seem to be too related, and that is the way in which we do our spiritual training in daily life. What is the single most important thing in doing that training? It is really keeping an upward-looking, trusting attitude of mind and spirit. In other words, faith. Now, if there is continuity of a very significant kind between what we call life and what we could call an afterlife or events after death, then one thing one could say is that probably what is most important in life spiritually is also going to be most important in any experience after life as we know it, after this physical life. In other words, that same upward-looking positive attitude of mind, that intuitive focusing on the eternal, and holding fast to the eternal, which is what faith is. That's what's most important in life, and it's the most important when we're dying, and it's most important after we die. People can try to figure out or argue about what is it happens after death, what it is the vehicle for consciousness, karma, whatever. There's no point in arguing or concerning ourselves about things that are difficult to know without first-hand experience, and it's difficult to have first-hand experience until we're actually dead, at which point it's difficult to relay it back. So given all those difficulties, let's just forget that stuff and focus again on that attitude. Another way of characterizing that attitude in life is to keep a soft heart, to be very wary of when our heart gets a hard edge. Because when it gets that kind of hard edge, it could be a hard edge of desperation, it could be a hard edge of hatred or bitterness, it could be a hard edge of regret, it could be a hard edge of despair, resignation. But when we allow our attitude to get that hard edge, we're wandering out into the opposites. And when we wander out into the opposites, we lose sight, as Dogen says, of the Buddha mind. We lose sight of immaculacy. We lose sight of fundamental reality. Then we kind of get lost in the spiritual shadows, taking them to be realities when they are not. So that happens to us in life, and everyone who trains experiences that, comes to recognize that process, getting lost among the shadows, then finding your way back. Well, why should we think that it would be fundamentally any different after death? You might leave the body behind, but you won't be leaving behind those karmically inherited tendencies, nor will you be leaving behind the Buddha nature. So when thinking of death, dying and death, and the so-called bardo state between death and rebirth, if there is a rebirth, think as much or more of continuity than of just an abrupt and inexplicable and seemingly extinguishing kind of change. There is change, of course, a very great change. And there's also continuity. The flow of our real life is not cut off by death. And then think in terms of what I did in life that I found to be helpful, that I proved true for myself was helpful. That I want to hold to, whether living or dying, whether alive or dead.
Homage to all.